May it please the court, my name is Neely Boyer and I represent the Department of Health and Human Services. The department is here today because Nebraska law gives the Department of Health and Human Services sole control and authority over the operation of its licensed hospitals. This includes the control and authority to determine the priority of admissions to those hospitals consistent with...
What specific statute is that?
Yes, Your Honor, it would be 83109 is the right to administer the facility and control admissions, and 83338 establishes the priority populations. So the department has the sole authority to determine the admissions to the hospitals consistent with the priority populations set forth in statute.
Does section 43285(1) impact the department's authority over the admission and discharge?
I do not believe that that statute does. The statute in the juvenile code is, I believe, referencing the plans, DHHS plans in juvenile court cases.
Doesn't it require the court's assent to determine placement care, psychiatric services, etc.?
It does require the court's assent with regard to the plans presented to the juvenile court through the Department of Health and Human Services case plan and court reports. I do not believe that law extends to all other facilities or all other programs being administered by the Department of Health and Human Services. The orders in these two cases ignored the state laws regarding the department's authority and, in essence, jumped this juvenile to the head of the admissions line contrary to statute. The juvenile court is a statutorily created court with limited jurisdiction as conferred by statutes. There's nothing in the juvenile code that gives the juvenile court the authority to direct the operation of the Lincoln Regional Center. That authority is granted to the Department of Health and Human Services. It's given the authority to control the front door and the back door of its hospitals, including the Lincoln Regional Center. And in controlling the front door, they must follow the hospital accreditation standards, just like any other hospital would have to. They have to follow licensing standards, just like any other hospital would have to. And they have to follow the law. One of those laws is the law that establishes the priority populations, or a wait list. The Nebraska legislature has recognized that there might be times when there's a lack of capacity at the Lincoln Regional Center, or that for other cause, there might be reasons when placement can't occur. If placement at the regional center cannot occur, the statute establishes the priority population for admissions.
I want to go back to 43285.
Sure.
DHHS shall have the authority, by and with the assent of the court, to determine the care placement, and list some other things, on behalf of each juvenile committed to it. How is this not a placement case falling within 43285(1)?
I don't believe this is a placement case that falls under that, because the department, this isn't an issue about whether this placement was the right placement or the wrong placement, where the department presented one placement option and the court chose a different placement option. This is about other laws out there that establish the regulation for those hospitals. And I believe the juvenile code is specifically saying, in juvenile cases, when the department presents a placement option to the court can either accept that placement option or deny it. I don't believe that statute is saying, outside of the juvenile code, for every decision that the department makes that impacts a juvenile who has a juvenile case, that the juvenile court is the ruling authority.
The regional center is part of the Department of Health and Human Services, isn't it?
Yes, Your Honor, it is.
It hasn't always been that way. Go back to the, I think it was in the 80s, perhaps the 70s, it was a separate department of government, right?
I believe that is correct, Your Honor.
Probably before your time, I imagine. But I'm not quite sure how you justify reading the statute to sort of pigeonhole roles of the department. That's the heart of what I hear your argument to be, is the department regional center is not wearing the hat that it wears when it shows up in juvenile court. Is that a fair characterization of your argument?
Yes, Your Honor, it is. The Department of Health and Human Services, as I know this court is well aware, governs several different programs, Medicaid, the regional centers, developmental disabilities, and to say that 285 grants the juvenile court the authority to make every determination with regard to a juvenile is really expanding the scope of the juvenile court. There are administrative appeals procedures that are available for a lot of those different programs, and there's an administrative appeals procedure referenced in some of the Lincoln Regional Center statutes. I don't believe that the juvenile code was intended to say that essentially the juvenile court governs all of the operations of the Department of Health and Human Services as long as that juvenile is under the juvenile court jurisdiction.
The juvenile court statute that you've been asked questions about was amended after the consolidation occurred of the department. Do you agree with me on that? Have you looked into that?
I have not looked into it.
Assume for purposes of my question that that's the case. And the legislature in that juvenile statute, even though regional centers are part of the department, didn't differentiate between different halves or divisions of the Department of Health and Human Services, did it?
Not in that section, Your Honor, it did not.
Thank you.
You were talking about the priority statute, 83-338, and I have a question for you on that. Wouldn't this child fit under subparagraph 1 of that statute, of that priority statute, which is defined as patients whose care in the state hospital is necessary in order to protect the public health and safety?
It's possible that this juvenile might fit within that subdivision, but the Lincoln Regional Center was never even given a chance to apply the priority populations to this case to establish where he would be. Also, on the date
Isn't that back to the right-hand, left-hand argument? The department was represented in this case, wasn't it?
Yes, Your Honor, it was.
And whether or not they know, whether they've talked to the regional center, is that the juvenile court's problem or is that the department's problem?
In this particular case, the juvenile had not yet been sent to the regional center. There had been no opportunity to explore if the priority population would apply. Additionally, there were 42 other people on the wait list at the time that this juvenile was ordered to be placed there. So the court order basically said, this juvenile jumps to the top of the line. There was no way to even determine if that was the right place for him. If it's possible, I would like to reserve some time for rebuttal.
Well, I have one more question for you. Did the department have an obligation to provide some proper place for this child to be placed?
The department, in conjunction with probation, had the obligation to be searching for appropriate placement for this juvenile. I don't believe the department has to magically create a placement out of thin air. One does not exist, but it should be exploring all of the available
options. So what is a judge to do if it has no options available to it?
It's a fair question. In this case, although it wouldn't be an ideal option, there was testimony that said the juvenile could remain at the detention center, which was a secured facility, and that the correct treatment providers could be brought into that facility and he could have stayed there.
Is that the position of the department, that this child should be at the Douglas County Juvenile Correction Facility?
The position of the department is that on that date, at that time, it would have been possible to maintain him there and not jump everybody else in line for the regional center, and that would have been consistent with the authority granted to the juvenile court in the juvenile code.
Would that pertain to the next day if the department just doesn't have a recommendation and doesn't weigh in? The child stays at the detention center?
At that point in time, the department could have provided the services, we believe, at the detention center, and the testimony was that could be an appropriate placement for the juvenile.
Thank you.
I'd like to reserve the remaining time for rebuttal.
Thank you. Mr. Wagner, good morning to you.
Good morning. May it please the court, I'm Jeffrey Wagner. I'm the court-appointed guardian ad litem for Giovanni Phillips. I think Judge Kelly summarized it all very well when he stated, the state of Nebraska has the ultimate responsibility to provide for its children. Contrary to what Ms. Boyer says, there were no other placement options for this young man. Even their own expert witness, Dr. Sorrell, said it's not in his best interest to stay at the youth center where he poses a risk to himself or others. Dr. Sorrell said the regional center can provide the care he needs, can medicate him for a short stay, we can get him stabilized, and we can get him out of there. There was nothing else. It's like Chief Justice said, there was no other option for this court as to where to put this man, young man, and the state's own witness said he shouldn't be there. When he found out there would be a delay, if we had to revoke probation to try to get him down to Kearney, Dr. Sorrell said he should not stay there. He should go to the regional center.
Does bed availability play no role in that determination?
I think bed availability might play a role, but clearly, based on Dr. Sorrell's testimony, he met the level one criteria for placement at the regional center.
I understand he met the criteria to go there, but if there's no room there, how does that play?
All the statutes that are being referenced are statutes pertaining primarily to adults in their placement at the regional center. We didn't have any information that they could not accommodate an adolescent. In fact, they had an adolescent there, that they could not accommodate another adolescent at that facility at that time. There was no testimony that that was not possible.
Thank you.
Is that because the right hand wasn't talking to the left hand?
I think there may have been more than a right and a left involved here. with the state. This is a sad situation for the young man here, and perhaps it's a larger commentary to the need for good psychiatric care for these youngsters that are in this system, especially when every other resource has been exhausted. And I think Judge Kelly did the only decision he could do here. But there's no other questions. Thank
Based
you.
On the evidence?
Based on all the evidence, including the state's own expert witness, Dr. Sorrell.
What is in the record about the ability of the Lincoln Regional Center to treat someone like Giovanni?
If I may, Judge. In cross-examining Dr. Sorrell, that question was posed to him rather indirectly, but whether LRC could meet his needs. Dr. Sorrell was asked, LRC could provide the treatment he needs, correct? Correct. Yes. Dr. Sorrell goes on to testify how the LRC has the ability to provide medication to him by injection so that there would no longer be an issue regarding whether he would take his medications or not, that the regional center is equipped and can do that. And Dr. Sorrell goes on to testify that once he's medically stabilized with his medications, he anticipated a short stay at the regional center. A couple weeks is what Dr. Sorrell says before he could be discharged back into the community. And ultimately, as you saw by my motion to dismiss, Giovanni was discharged out of the regional center.
And his placement in Nebraska?
He is presently placed at Youth Villages in Memphis, Tennessee, where he is now ready to successfully discharge from that program. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Do we have time for rebuttal?
14 seconds, Your Honor.
14 seconds, Ms. Boyer.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Is the statement of the guardian accurate to your knowledge that the child is currently placed in Tennessee?
Yes, Your Honor, that is accurate. I believe he transitioned out of the regional center on May 6th of this year. However, he was there for 6 months, a far cry from the weeks that were testified to. Unfortunately, not quite long enough for him to still be there right now. And just because...
So is this case moot?
No, Your Honor. Well, Your Honor, The case, this particular case with regard to this juvenile, may be moot. However, the court, an appellate court may review an otherwise moot case if it affects a matter of public interest. And I believe these cases most certainly affect a matter of public interest. It is, the situation has arisen and will continue to arise. There have been multiple judges in different jurisdictions who have ordered several juveniles to be placed at the Lincoln Regional Center, all of those juveniles jumping to the head of the line over other district court-ordered committees to the Lincoln Regional Center. For the better part of the last year, juveniles have been ordered in and out of the Lincoln Regional Center. The department cannot just ignore the court orders. We have to comply with the court orders, provide the juveniles with the treatment. Our recourse is to seek an appeal. That's what we have done here. The juvenile just so happened, this particular juvenile just so happens to have transitioned out of placement, and most of them would have transitioned out of placement before their case could have ever been appealed. So this question, it needs to be answered. And
what if the department actually provided a facility for juvenile mental health care for these kinds of cases? Is that an option?
I do not know if that if there's a statutory or if there's the legislature has seen fit to give the department the authority to create one of those facilities or not.
Has the department seen fit to ask the legislature for that kind of appropriation?
I'm not sure about that, Your Honor.
Could part of the regional center be devoted to strictly to juveniles?
I believe at one point in time maybe part of the regional center was devoted to the juveniles. However, that is not the case now, and at the current time it is only being used to treat adult individuals, so it's just an adult facility at this current point in time, and it was at the time that this juvenile was ordered to be placed there.
Individuals on the wait list, how do their names get placed on there?
The individuals on the wait list can be placed on the wait list through court order for through the Sex Offender Commitment Act or for not responsible by reason of incompetence, or they can be there for competency restoration. Those are all through court order, I believe. They also could be on the wait list for a mental health board commitment. It's my understanding that on the date that this juvenile was ordered to be placed at the Lincoln Regional Center, that there were 42 people on the wait list. 30 of them were ordered there by a court order, and 12 of them were through a mental health board commitment. So essentially, the juvenile court entered an order trumping all of the other court orders, and there's nothing in the priority population statute that says a juvenile court order takes priority over a district court order.
Were there members of that waitlist group that were forced to remain detention because of this bed being taken by someone else?
They were forced to remain wherever they were. I'm not sure where they were, but yes, it did prevent them from being able to seek or to be admitted to the Lincoln Regional Center for treatment. In fact, the testimony was the regional center was already 90 days behind in admitting the patients.
What's a juvenile court judge to do?
Fair question. I think this case highlights that there are difficult cases, and it is hard to know what to do. But in this particular case, whatever a judge is to do, it's not this. There's laws that say...
If not this, then what?
Because the juvenile could have remained at the detention center. The department and probation could have been ordered to provide the services that Dr. Sorrell testified to and said could be provided in the detention center. He said, I really don't care the placement as long as you provide him with all of these treatments. And the department and probation could have been ordered to do that while he was
so
at the detention center.
So why should this responsibility be shifted to probation?
Oh, Your Honor, I don't believe it should have been shifted to probation. I believe it should have been a joint effort because this juvenile had two dockets at the same time. He was duly adjudicated. He had both a child abuse and neglect case and a delinquency docket or a case because he committed acts that would have constituted a crime if he were an adult. So both agencies were working together in companionship in this case. If there are no other questions, we'd ask that this court find that the juvenile court exceeded its authority by ordering placement at the Lincoln Regional Center on a specific date. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That concludes arguments for the day. The court is adjourned, and you are excused.